Blog Talk Radio.
Show with prayer. Father, we love you and thank you, and we praise your holy name. We thank you for Mary. We thank you. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us. We thank you for coming down so low so that we can reach up high. We thank you for taking on our sins so that we can share in your glory. We thank you for blessing us and being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for making us important enough to come and save us. The birth of your Son is an amazing once-in-a-lifetime experience for us as humans, and the angels were singing and rejoicing that day. And I just pray that us as humans, as the beneficiaries of your son's venture into this world, will someday have us to get down on our knees and praise you all that you have done for us. I pray that every human being will discover the love of you. We ask that you just bless us, Father, bless our families, and continue to keep us and help us to teach them so that they will chase after you. In Jesus' name, we ask all our blessings. Amen. Wow. Well, everybody, hello. Hello. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And I have on the phone Gayla Massey Potts. What's going on, Gayla?
Well, hi there, everyone out there. This is a wonderful season that we can rejoice and know God and feel even closer. What a wonderful time of the year. Everyone's out there busy decorating and filling the spirit.
Yes, and you know, it's really important what you say. As Pastor Nick so eloquently said this morning, so Merry Christmas. You know, we want to make sure that people have a wonderful Christmas celebration. Not happy holidays, but Merry Christmas, because this is about Christ for us Christians. And we want to keep everything in perspective, because what you say matters. And so it's important that we lead by example. So with that being said, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fabulously. It's been a wonderful day at church, a wonderful time having lunch with church members and having a new guest come with us for lunch. And now, you know, here I am, not at home, but at church, and we are practicing for the Christmas product.
Awesome. That's great. So, you know, I wanted to share with the listeners about Luke 2:8-15. Will you please read that scripture for us?
Yes, I'd love to. This is a beautiful story. Many of us have heard before, but each time you hear it, it just grips you. Luke 2:8-15. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." What a great story. I think, you know, we talked about that so often we think of angels. We dress up our children, you know, for plays, and we buy little angels that are beautiful and sweet and just showing love. But it's interesting that in the Bible, when people back then really encountered an angel, Gabriel, Michael, that they were often afraid, but always the angels told us, "Do not be afraid," and they always seemed to bring us good tidings. But this one was the best, because on this occasion, they're notifying the shepherds that Christ was born.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for reading that scripture, and I know that you are... you took out a moment to come and read that scripture for us, and we appreciate you and love you so much, and enjoy your rehearsal at church, and thanks for being a blessing to Solar Records Radio. Love you, and
oh, you're welcome.
And safe travels.
Love you, darling. The travels is from the pastor's office back into the choir. But, you know, I do have to tell that everyone here blesses me because I can't sing. You know, I just most of it have to mouth the words because I'm going to be honest. You know, I married you who developed singers. Will you please develop me? Because I've decided the only way I'm going to learn to sing is when I'm up in heaven. And I ask God to give me that gift because singing brings joy to me, but it doesn't bring joy to the person standing next to me if I sing. So I just want to thank all my friends here that asked me to come, and then they just allow me to follow their lead.
All right.
And thank you for giving me still the opportunity to read the scripture today. Merry Christmas to all.
All right.
Bye now.
God bless. Okay, take care. All right, guys. And so we're going to meditate a little more. Take a listen to the song when we come back. I'll just share my thoughts with you about the scripture that Gayla just read. All right, so enjoy the song because all I need is you.
Storms will rise, all I need is you. The sea will roll, the wind will rage, all I long for is you. I need you.
Man, how beautiful. How beautiful. I'm just so grateful to God for blessing me in the storm all the time. He's always there. He's so consistent. And I'm so grateful because of who he is. You know, there is power in the name of Jesus. There's so much power in the name of Jesus. And we, as a society, need to recognize what we have, what a gift we have. And it's really up to us if we want to take it, because he's already come and laid his life and gone back to his kingdom. And so I want, you know, you guys to know, you know, just a little bit more. I'm going to share just a little bit more about what we were just, what she just read in regards to the birth of Jesus Christ. How amazing. How beautiful. How good is God? I want to focus, but I have my team members reaching out to me as they are having some difficulties. So let me see if I can be a blessing to them right here and now. It's going to take 2 seconds. And it's all done. I took care of it, so that should be a blessing. Okay, listen. I want to just share, like, okay, so let's think about this, right? We've been hearing this story for how many years about Jesus Christ being born? He's born. You know, Christmas is all about Jesus. Christmas is, you know, I mean, we're going to have fun because it's Christmas is about what Jesus, you know, was born. And so we hear these stories, and every year we hear these same stories about Jesus being born. And so after a while, you just go, okay, I know what the preacher's going to preach about. And so, but today when Pastor Nick was preaching, he gave me what he was going to preach on at my request so that I could share it with the brothers in my Bible study group, so that we could try to anticipate what God has put on Pastor Nick's heart to share with us. And so, you know, we go back and forth after we read the scriptures. We talk about what did you get out of it. And one of the brothers in the group said, isn't it kind of special or strange, he said, that God would use shepherds to take care of Jesus as opposed to angels. Now, shepherds were, you know, people that took care of the animals. You know, they were like low on the totem pole. Their job was to be a slave to the animals almost, make sure that they were clean, make sure that they were fed, make sure everything was good with them. But God chose them over, you know, why? Why is God choosing someone that seems so insignificant? People that seem so insignificant to the rest of the world. And what we discovered is that that's because God loves all of us. And he went to the people that he trusts that have been always faithful. And he knew that they would do what he needed done. His servants, those shepherds And so what a blessing it is to know that God, no matter where you are, who you are, what you're doing, what your experiences are, that God loves you. And he's got your back, that you are covered in the name of Jesus Christ. See, he came here to be a blessing to us. Not only did he come here, like I said in my prayer, that, you know, I mean, come on, he came down so that we could be lifted up. He died for our sins so that we could share in his glory, the glory of God. I mean, he gave his life so that we would have life. I mean, you got to see the story inside the story. There's so much going on because Jesus, as a little baby, he needed everything he could get. He needed all the help he could get. You know, you can't, a baby can't do anything for itself. So it's important that we see the story inside the story. This is a once-in-a-lifetime event. This thing doesn't happen ever again. This doesn't happen. He came here. And can you imagine what Mary was going through? She had to go and tell, you know, maybe one of the ministers there that, hey, Jesus, God came down and got me pregnant the other night. What? What are you saying? You know, people think you're kind of crazy. These things, she had nothing to look back on. It wasn't like this has happened before. This is a once in a lifetime thing. Now, when you're going through something for once in a lifetime and you don't have any references, you don't have anything to go back and lean on and say, oh, well, that happened to them and they got through it. So you have nothing. And then this thing all of a sudden is in your lap. Whoa. This is powerful. So it's the stories inside the story of Jesus Christ's birth that is so powerful. And we got to make sure we look on the inside. Look on the inside. There's this story about this little kid. And he went to church with his grandmother. And he had ants in his pants. You know how the little kids are. They can't stay still. And grandma said, sit down. Just sit down, boy. Don't move. And so then the preacher starts talking and stuff. And the kid just all of a sudden, he stands up. And he's moving around. He said, grandma said, sit down. I told you to sit down. And the kid sits down in frustration. And grandma and the preacher starts preaching and sharing out, and then the grandson stands up again, and she grabs him by his shirt, and she says, sit down, and if you get up one more time, I'm going to whoop your little butt. I'm going to, and then the grandson looked at her, and he was a little cute little guy. He was only like 4, and he looked at her, and he was like, grandma, I might be sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside. I'm standing up on the inside. So it's important that, you know, we have to think about our feelings. Like, what were the stories on the inside? On the inside of the story, you know? I mean, we physically can be down, beat up, going through whatever it is that we're going through in life. Things could be difficult for us right now. We may be, you know, dealing with financial issues. We may be dealing with, you know, physical ailments, you know, like my mom is in the hospital. She's dealing with the physical ailment right now. But my mom has this unbelievable thing of joy. And it's because it's what's on the inside. It's the stories that are on the inside that blesses us. And we have to remember those stories. They mean something. They bless us along the way. They bless us. They guide us. They nurture us, you know. And so every time I think about that little boy, I may be sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside. You know, I mean, and that's how we got to be. We may be hurting right now, but we know that Jesus came and he changed the way of life and that we're going to be good. Everything's going to be okay. God has blessed us and he loves us enough to do this once in a lifetime event for us. For us. As the angels are singing with glory, they're celebrating. And we as human beings are just down here. I mean, the angels are not benefiting from this. We were the ones that are benefiting from this, from the birth of Christ. That was for us to benefit because God had decided that he is going to stoop down to come down here as a human being and be a blessing for us. Because he loves us that much. All we got to do is love him back. Love him back. Trust him. And know that he has us. He guides us. He needs us to love him. Because what good is it to be in a relationship with someone who don't love you? What is that? So I just tell you, it's the stories in the story that you got to look for. And this story is absolutely amazing that God would use the shepherds over the angels. It's amazing that he would send, that he would come here on our behalf. Before we were even born and die on the cross for us. I mean, he didn't have to die on the cross. He didn't even want to die on the cross. It is not, but if it's your will, let your will be done. That's faith. If it's your will, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So thank you, God. Thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for you know, blessing our lives. And any of my friends who may be suffering, I'm telling you, it's the story inside the story. You may be down on the outside, but you stand up on the inside because Jesus is right there with you. He's in your heart. And as we are taking in this scripture, it's going into our hearts, into our minds, so that we can start thinking like God. We can start thinking, what the scriptures are saying. That will be our mindset. And your mindset will change. It may take a moment, but trust, when you're saved, you're saved. It's what you do with that once you're saved. You need to read your scriptures. You need to make sure you understand what it is your God needs you for, what your purpose is, and love your neighbor as yourself. All right, well, I'm just so grateful. This holiday is an amazing holiday that Jesus is born, that God came here. It's absolutely overwhelming. It's overwhelming that he would stoop so low to come here just for us. Just think about that. Awesome. So I love you guys, and I thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to praise. I sometimes I get caught up in certain things because, you know, like these scriptures are really good. And then when I'm sitting there with my brothers in my group, Iron Sharpens Iron, and we start debating and going back and forth, it's so good to my soul because I learn and I go, oh, are you serious? I didn't think about that. It's good. It's good. I'm telling you, you should take some time to just learn about God. Learn about read the scriptures. The Bible to me stands for the basic instructions before leaving earth. Basic instructions before leaving earth. God has given us those instructions as how to live when we're here before we go home. So I love you guys, and I pray that, you know, that you pray for me. Please keep me in your prayer. Keep my mom in your prayer. You guys' prayers are absolutely amazing, and she gets the joy out of knowing that as well, that you guys pray for her. So thank you. She's still there, and they're taking care of her. And so we just have to trust God in it, and just keep praying for her, okay? Because she's we're just waiting for more information as to when they're going to release her. All right. So thank you for hanging out, and Merry Christmas. I love you guys, and do appreciate you very much for being a part of Solar Records Radio. My heart is filled with joy right now. I am filled with joy, the joy of God, the Spirit of God is in me, and it feels so good. It feels so good. Father, we come to you, Father. We come to you on our knees, and we ask that you just forgive us for our sins. We're so sorry. We thank you, Father, for loving us, and we just want you to know that we know that you are our Savior, and we are so grateful that you are our Savior. We thank you for sending your Son here to save us from ourselves. Oh, we love you. We just ask that you continue to be our Father in heaven and not give up on us. Ask a special blessing over my friends that are listening, that you just bless their souls. Bless them right where they are. Love them right where they are. You're good. You're so good. Father, we thank you, and we ask all our blessings in your Son's name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask all our blessings. Amen and amen. We'll be right back.
Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll
That And that's why I wrote this song, That's Why You're My King. I love you guys, and I thank you for a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. Thank you for blessing me and hanging out with me for this beautiful hour that God has blessed us with. You take care. May God bless your week, and you enjoy and be a blessing to your community and your family. Love you much, guys.
I need y'all to scream right here. in the splendor of your majesty. From deep within my spirit sings, holy, holy.
Like a lifeguard, but he is not our life coach. Jesus did not just die to save us, but he died to lead us. Let's not just make him our Savior, let's make him our Lord. Is he Lord of anybody's life out here? Say, Jesus is Lord. Many of us get saved and we give God our hearts and we're not going to hell. We're grateful for that, but we still do us. We make our own decisions about our relationships. We make our own decisions about our finances. We make our own decisions about our direction in life. When he asked us, in all thy ways, charge me, because I'm the Lord. Lord means head. On a human head is a...